More letters from God in His Christ. Delight in the ways of the Lord. May 30th, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. A letter given to Timothy for the Lord's little flock and for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, I have offered and bestowed many gifts. Lo, the small of my flock have received knowledge and revelation beyond compare. Yet who has truly given me thanks? Who has taken joy in my gifts? Who has blessed the name of the Lord for his generosity? And who among you has been blessed in joy when I give a gift to another? And who has blessed my name on account of my will, or taken pleasure in another's joy, saying,
Amen, Lord. I delight in you and your ways. I am blessed in your will, even when I see your will done in another. And when a brother or sister of mine is blessed, I am blessed also. For all your ways are right and good, O Lord. Bless your people as you see fit, for in your will I am blessed also, at all times and in every season.
Yet my people remain foolish, and my little flock envious. Unrighteous jealousy is the companion of fools, for those who envy also grab hold of jealousy, walking hand in hand with covetousness. Still others refuse to let go of past hurts, creating in themselves unreasonable expectations of others, while leaving those who are the focus of their desire ignorant to their unjust cause. For there is only one who knows, and only one who sees, who searches the hearts and minds. Yes, he who gives to each, according to the good pleasure of his own will. How is it then that my people still sit in judgment of others, judging also my word and my will, resisting my ways? Shall you also seek to ascend above the Most High? Shall you take my throne? For I tell you, each time you sit in judgment and question my ways, you walk in Satan's aspirations. You follow in Lucifer's way. When I bless another, why do you not take joy in it? When I correct you, why do you question and resist, and seek the same for another? Am I not the Lord? Do I not give to each according to their faith, according to that which I see in their heart? Why do you, in your arrogance, set a line for me to follow, or assume in your pride that there is a better way? And how is it you continually compare yourselves amongst yourselves, knowing this is unwise? I have prepared your places. Offer up thanksgiving and cease from your complaints. Forgive and bless. Let go and obey. Love one another. Take joy in all I do, especially in that which I bestow upon another. And when I feed you, eat from your own plate and give thanks. Little flock, it is the last hour, yet many of you step backwards, as though it is not the last hour. You tread the path up and down. You step on and off at your convenience. Yet let it be known to you, the one who strays and runs backward or steps on and off the path does not tread the path, but water. And by no means can the power of their own strength keep their head above water, nor shall their determination deliver them in the day of calamity. Therefore, heed my words and also do them. Be very wise in your dealings with me. Humble yourselves and remember, blessed are those who run to me, for they shall be blessed in my presence. Even more blessed are those who run to me, then obey my word. For their blessing is complete, and they are at peace. Deliverance, they shall surely know. It is time.